3.7. The rooms in the house.
1. It is well designed and well equipped. It is easy to keep clean. We have ceramic tiles on the floor and on the walls. All the things like the cooker, the sink, the microwave and the dishwasher are on one wall. The fridge is on the other side. It has messages and fridge magnets all over it. We have enough storage space for our pans, pots, household appliances, tableware and cutlery. There is an upholstered corner bench with a long dining table in the corner. 2. It is very up to date. There are tiles on the floor and on the walls. Our tub is quite big. Over the basin we have a big mirror. Under the mirror there is a glass shelf where we keep our toothbrushes and toothpaste. We keep our towels on a heated towel rail. The soap is in a soap dish. 3. It's quite a good size. From it we have a wonderful view of the park opposite. We have 4 folding chairs and a round table on it. We often have our meals there in the summer. 2 parasols give us shade from the sunshine. We also have some pot plants there. 4. It is under the house. In winter we store vegetables there. It protects them from the cold. We also store wine there. 5. It is a small room next to the kitchen. We keep bottled fruit, jams and pickles on the shelves. 6. It is my favourite room because my family often gathers there after we come home from work or school. We receive our guests here too. It is very spacious, comfortable and welcoming. Entering the room, we can see a big fireplace with a lot of family photos on the mantelpiece. In the corner stands a big plasma TV set.
3.8. Sally's room.
Sally doesn't have a room of her own. She shares a room with her sister. The first thing you will notice when you walk into her room is a huge dolphin poster on the wall. She loves animals. They have a carpet on the floor. It is as big as the room. As the room is rather small, they have bunk beds. Next to the bed, they have a large wardrobe. They have 2 desks in front of the window with 2 swivel chairs. On her desk, she has a big stereo and a CD tower. She loves music. I think her desk has 4 drawers. Her sister has a computer and a mini cactus on her desk. On the other side of the room, opposite the bed, they have a bookcase full of books, magazines, and a dictionary. They have a spotted curtain on the window, and I think the room has got a balcony too.
3.11. Environmentally friendly houses. What can we do to go green?
We can use eco-friendly light bulbs. They cost a little more but last up to 10 times longer and use 2/3 less energy. We can use solar energy to heat our house. Solar cells on a solar panel transform the sunlight into electricity. We can use less energy. If we turn off lights when we leave a room and turn off electric appliances when we don't use them, we can use environmentally friendly products to clean our home. Most cleaning products are harmful for our environment. We can use lemon juice, vinegar and salt for cleaning. We can separate our waste at home. We can have different bins for cans and metal packaging, glass containers, paper and paper packaging, newspapers and magazines, plastic containers, and one for waste that cannot be recycled. 3.13. Are you tired? Do you lack energy? The problem may lie in your surroundings. But don't worry. Feng Shui can teach you how to create harmony in your home.
Feng Shui. Feng Shui, or wind and water, is an ancient Chinese method of creating a supportive and harmonious home environment. It shows how we can transform our lives and fortunes in a positive way by examining and understanding how energy, or qi, flows through our body and through everything in the universe. Feng Shui offers practical advice on arranging and furnishing every room in our home to bring inner balance and harmony, to help us reach our goals, whether it is health, harmonious relationships, more income, or a better career. More than 4,000 years ago, an ancient Chinese poem described the ideal site people should build their houses on, where qi can flow freely. The winds are mild, the sun is bright, the water is clear, the trees are lush. We all agree it would be nice to live in a place like this where everything is perfect, but unfortunately, it is only a dream for most of us. But by using Feng Shui, we can improve our environment. Here are some useful tips.
1. A clean house is a lucky house. Get rid of your clutter.
2. Allow as much natural light as possible into your room.
3. Paint your ceiling white and have a dark carpet in your room. The ceiling represents heaven. The floor represents earth.
4. Have a fish tank in your home. Fish bring positive energy.
5. Always place your bed against the wall.
6. Mirrors reflect light and thus speed up the flow of energy, which would disturb your sleep. So don't hang a mirror near your bed.
7. Don't have any electrical appliances, for example, a TV or a computer in your bedroom.
8. Keep the toilet lid down. If you leave it open, a lot of energy escapes through the toilet and your wealth gets flushed away.
9. It is difficult to concentrate if you sit with your back to the door. Work facing the door.
10. Put a small cactus on your desk to protect the area from negative energy. 3.14. Topic in a nutshell.
We live in Budapest, the capital of Hungary. We live in the centre in the 13th district. We live in a two-bedroom flat in an old block of flats. We moved into this flat 8 years ago when I started primary school. We have been living here ever since. Our flat is not too big, but it has a well-planned layout. If we go through the front door, there's a little hall where we can hang our coats up. If we go straight on, we get to the living room. The living room and the kitchen are joined together. If we don't go into the living room but turn left instead, the first thing we see is my room. Then comes a bathroom with a shower and toilet, and then my parents' bedroom. The flat has also got a big balcony with a wonderful view. I love being in my room. I have everything I need, a TV, a DVD player, a big stereo, and a computer. I have got a desk with bookshelves above it. It is quite big, so I can spread my things out. It is well lit with an overhead light and a table lamp. I keep my books and dictionaries on the shelves above the desk, so everything is at hand. I have posters of my favourite stars and bands on the walls. My mother says that my room is too messy, but I like it the way it is. I wouldn't change anything about it. I love living in a big city. Life is never boring in a city. There are lots of things to do. There are cinemas, theatres, museums and cafes where I can meet my friends. The only bad thing I can think of is the public transport system. The buses are crowded and don't run on time. If I were the mayor, I would improve our public transport system.